As expected, two individuals announced their U.S. Senate candidacies during the week. Congressman Mike Collins joined the Georgia Republican Senate field, and former North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper announced for the Democratic Senate nomination. Ex-Congressman Wiley Nickel, who previously entered the Democratic field, has yielded to Mr. Cooper and is now looking to transfer his campaign into the Wake County District Attorney's race. Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Whatley is already the presumed GOP nominee, but he has yet to make a formal declaration. President Trump, however, has endorsed him, and he has furthermore named Florida State Senator Joe Gruters as Mr. Whatley's replacement in his position as National Party Chairman. Incumbent Senator Tom Tillis is not standing for a third term. The new Lone Star State proposed congressional map was unveiled this week in the Texas Legislative Special Session, and, as President Trump predicted, the new draw could produce a net of at least 4 and possibly 5 more Republican seats in the 38-member delegation. More will be known when further new district data is calculated and released, but the current available statistics find just 2 districts untouched, while a pair of new districts are created. Of the remaining 34 Texas CDs, 19 would become more Republican to varying degrees, and 15 more Democratic. While this map would greatly help the Republicans hold the U.S. House majority in the 2026 elections, it is not yet certain that such a plan will ultimately be enacted. In governor's races, a new Fairleigh Dickinson University poll again finds New Jersey Democratic U.S. Representative Mikey Sherrill leading 2021 Republican gubernatorial nominee and ex-Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli, this time by a 45-37% clip. Since Mr. Cittarelli has repeatedly underpolled when compared to his actual performance, the true margin spread could be smaller. This race will be decided on November 4th. The South Carolina Policy Council released a Targo's market research survey that finds unannounced candidate and Congresswoman Nancy Mace and Attorney General Alan Wilson locked in a virtual dead heat for the Republican gubernatorial nomination. According to the poll, Ms. Mace would lead Mr. Wilson 16-15%, with Lieutenant Governor Paula Yvette, U.S. Representative Ralph Norman, who formally announced his candidacy this week, and State Senator Josh Kimbrell trailing with 8, 6, and 3% support, respectively. Governor Henry McMaster is ineligible to seek a third term. Just to the northeast in Georgia, U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene announced that she will not enter the Republican gubernatorial primary. It appears the battle to succeed term-limited Republican Governor Brian Kemp will be between Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones and Attorney General Chris Carr. Former Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is the early Democratic leader. This concludes our weekly Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.